That's right, boys and girls. Your boy, Mao, is back from the frozen tundra to bring you all the coolest tunes. Of course, this is Saki Bamagogo from Radio St. Pete. My name's Mao, as I just said, and this is show 53 for those of you keeping track at home, and I know you all are. Now, I'm not going to regale you with stories and of my journey to Wisconsin, which I just got back from, like this morning. I've thought out enough that I can talk on air, which is a plus. But I, you know, knowing that Sake Bomb's a little bit different, you know, this is kind of, I don't want to say nerd culture, but more like video games and crazy punk music and all kinds of goodness. So I came back with a sack full of glorious finds from a whole different area. And so we'll be talking all about some of my video games I found and didn't find any records, but that's okay. It wasn't from a lack of trying. It just was, you know, because didn't find any. But we did check out downtown. I walked around a little bit, found a couple old retro gaming stores, and I found a couple, you know, a couple finds here and there that I will be talking about. It was a video game heavy. My suitcase was heavy with games that I found as I plundered the faraway land of Wisconsin. Cheese and beer, as far as the eye could see. It was a glorious time. But you're not here for that. You're here for music that kind of shakes your soul a little bit. Wakes you up and rocks out. So that's what I'm going to give you right now. Hang on to your hats, folks.
He's got emotional problems, man.
You mean beyond pacifism?
He's fragile. Very fragile.
Huh? I did not know that.
Would you sign your own death certificate? You must before you witness the electrifying night of the living dead and blood and black lace. You must free the theater from responsibility should your heart stop, paralyzed in fright from the 12 deadly hours of the night of the living dead, where strange, incredulous molecular mutation incites cadavers to arise live from their coffins to devour all human flesh. And the House of Horror, the House of Blood and Black Lace, a chic French fashion salon where seven breathtaking models will find their hideous, diabolical end. Night of the Living Dead, together with Blood and Black Lace, a terrifying evening with the undead.
Hey, Napoleon, what'd you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska, hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
What kind of gun did you use?
A freaking 12 gauge, what do you think?
We'll be right back. narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
That's right. I noticed there was a distinct lack of screaming on this show the last couple weeks, so I'm going to remedy that all in one shot this week. So if you're a fan of getting things screamed in your ear, hang on. That's going to be this week. That was The Bat from the official The Bat Club CD. I played the blues theme, Summertime Blues, The Fly, and Jailhouse Rock, Cause I Gotta. I was going to play 3, and I was like, well, I'm not playing that. And then I grabbed Jailhouse Rock. Don't worry. You're going to get people screaming in your ear a little bit more later on today. I think I'm going to break out the 54 Nude Honeys next, because I know they have a scream that just melts my heart. I love them so much. But anyway, so I get up there, and we're kicking around, you know, doing all the craft brews and went to Lambeau Field and that kind of stuff. And we go to the first of many stops at different old video game shops, because I have a list I'm working off of. I have like a Google sheet that has all the video games I have, and it's hundreds. I think I'm over 400 video games now, like from the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and all blah, 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 blah. But right now I'm kind of focusing in on the top 50 Wii games, give or take. It's more than 50, but I know, because what's going to happen sooner or later, people are going to get all nostalgic for the Wii. And then all the Wii games are going to be 20 times what they're supposed to cost. So I'm trying to grab them up now when they're just kind of a little bit, not super expensive. Because trust me, if you want to play some Wii games in about 10 to 15 years, you're going to forget it. Just like how it is, like now, if you go out and get like, oh, I wanted my favorite game for the N64, the Super Nintendo. Yeah, right. Hundreds of dollars. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. So that's what I'm kind of chiseling away. I'm down to like, I don't know, 5 or 6 games off the top 50. And then I'm going to just keep filling in. So I show up and I've got a Sonic Colors game. Now, I had seen Sonic Colors numerous places, but it was always like in just like the DVD or the game in like just this plain photocopied whatever. And I almost got it a couple times because it isn't a rare game, but I was like, I'll hold out for a better case and a nicer cover. Boy, am I glad I did, because the cover's a hologram. And I would have never known that. And even if I would have reproduced it, it wouldn't have been the hologram one. So I was like, I didn't know that. And I was like, well, yay. So I brought that back with me. And I also got one like an Indianapolis 500 Legends Wii game. Those are kind of like, who cares? You know, I mean, they're good games, but they're not like wow games, you know. But it's still, anytime I can fill in one off my top 50 that I'm digging around for, I'm happy, you know. Plus, I always love checking out the different games, the different old retro game places. Different market up there. Way different. Like, region to region, like, things change about, like, what's worth money. I should have bought a couple and brought them down. Because down here, you know, some of these Jaguars in box are, like, $400. I'm like, not up there. I could have got like 2 or 3 of them and just brought them back down and sold them. But kind of, you can lose with that game. Plus, I hate the Jaguar. I had the Jaguar for a while and it's not a good system. Sorry. Big clunky controllers. I'm like, nah, I don't need it. All right, here's some more music. I'll come back with the next stop. What did I find? It was at a retail store. That's stupid. Well, it wasn't though. Hang on. Here's music.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Just pass the game for me. Thank you. only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Oh, yeah. That's right. 54 Nude Honeys. I played Drop the Gun, Hot Generation, Hard Drunker, and Don't Shut Me Up. I won't, ever. I love your music. So yes, make sure you check out all these bands online. They're all out there somewhere. Sometimes you really got to dig around a little bit more than others. So anyway, so I'm on these different groups on Facebook that are like, you know, Nintendo Retro Club or Over 30s Nintendo Club, like not club, no, Over 30 Nintendo Collectors, crap like that. And one of them had, oh, look, there's a Wii U game that's being on clearance at Target. And it's for the Wii U, of course. It's Star Fox. And the Star Fox is a really good game. So I was like, oh, man, I didn't get that. I have the Wii U. I haven't really dug deep into it. I pick stuff up when I see it like this. And I was like, well, I don't know. So we trudged. This was on a snow day. Like, it snowed really hard up there in Wisconsin when I visited for one day. But we could walk to the mall. So we trudged through like 9 inches of snow. It was, I mean, this is like pouring snow, crazy snow. And for a Floridian, that's kind of fun to run around in a little bit. So we get there in the Target and they're digging around. Lo and behold, it's sitting there. $17. I was like, what? So I grabbed that. So now I have the, and it's the box with the, like, it's a Star Fox Zero plus the bonus game of Star Fox Guard. Whole deal. You know, it's brand new inbox, $17. I was like, yes, please. Because in the video game world, that's a win. You know, this is 59 like last week. But I mean, Wii U games, I'm surprised they're not just cutting their losses and getting rid of them. But they're still hanging around in these shops. Like, you can go to Walmart and see Wii U games for $59. You're like, what planet are you on? No one even owns this system. But I digress. So I got that one as a win. And then, the last place we go, there was one other place that was like, we were like, well, you know, this is the, and then the next day, the snow was subsided and we're just driving around there's one last retro place to go. And I was like, well, let's go check that out. And then I emptied my wallet, but I'll talk about that in just a minute. Let's go to, we all know where this is heading right now. You all know it. You all love it. We all want it. But more 5678s, of course. Here they are right now.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Be like car, funny.
World famous, the world famous 5678s. Of course, I played. Now, I was like, uh-oh, This, what am I going to do? I promised I would make sure that they scream in your ear. Well, there you go. I played Three Cool Chicks, Dream Boy, My Boyfriend from Outer Space. Those are all nice, solid, awesome 5678 songs. And I was like, you know what I'm going to play now? Scream. Because I promised I was going to have them, all my music was going to scream in your ear tonight. And boom, for the victory. Right there, 5678 came back strong as always. Man, I love that band. Make sure you go to Time Bomb Records. They have an online shop. If you're not going to be in Japan anytime soon, go to the Time Bomb Records. They have an English version of their site. Super easy to deal with. Kenji, my man, will hook you up. They're going to ship to you. No problems. Safe, easy. PayPal. You just do PayPal in yen and boom. Next thing you know, a package of awesomeness arrives and you're just like, yes, yes. That's what you say in your head. Maybe you scream it out. I know I do. So now the last place we go, I'm like, this place is a big retro store, lots of stock. The guy was super cool. And now we're on vacation, so I'm going there in the middle of the day on a snowy day. Places, you know, we own the place. Every place we go is kind of dead because you're in Wisconsin in the middle of winter. Not in the middle of winter, in winter. And, you know, and we're during the day, so it's kind of nice, easy going to place to look at stuff. I go in there thinking I'm going to probably pick up a whole bunch of just like little goofy stuff. All little smalls, little things I need, like little game, like games off the list, stuff like that. Well, that's not what happened because I had a little pile growing. And he's like, well, what are you looking for? I was like, I'm kind of building out the top list. And he goes, well, I got this pile over here that I haven't even brought out yet. And he hands me Dragon's Lair Trilogy. And I said, wow, I never even heard of that. I kind of was like, huh? I don't know what he could have said that would have made me not buy this, but I was buying it. If you grew up in the 80s, Dragon's Lair was the first arcade that had like, you're like playing a movie almost. It was still cartoon, but it was like, it was run off of a Laserdisc system. And the hardest part was this was basically just built to take your money. And it was $1 to pop back then. And back then I was like, what? A buck? I'm not playing a buck, but everyone paid a buck. And you go, and it was like one of those things where you go, hop, hop. And if something flashes, and if you don't do it exactly the right time, you're dead, buck gone. And you go, wait, now what happened? And these were, they had three of them. They had Dragon's Lair, Dragon's Lair 2, and then, or Dragon's Lair, Space Ace, then Dragon's Lair 2, Time Warp. I remember playing Dragon's Lair and Space Ace. I like space stuff, but I was never any good at it. I always loved the game, but it was just there to take your money. Now, I know all video games are like that, but this one was blatantly there just to take your money. So when he told me that, I was like, oh my God, yes, please. I put it on a pile and I was like, how much is it? He's like, $40. And I was like, him and haw. And I said, well, okay, yeah, let me have it. And as I'm walking around, I casually, you know, pull it up online. And I was like, okay, that's a deal. Cause they go for 50 to like between 50 and $60, let's say. And this is complete with the box, with the manual, all that crap. And I was like, good, cool. So then I'm looking around and I go into the PS3 section and there's a sealed copy of the box version of Killer is Dead. Now, Killer is Dead is, it's kind of right up my alley for video games. And this one was sealed and it's the big box set that has like all the stuff. It has the book and it has a CD. It has the art book in it and everything like that. And I was like, oh man, now I'm going to be broke. So yeah. So basically that one was, I forget what that one was. It wasn't 29. Was it? No, let's see. 40. I think it was like $34. Doesn't matter. It was more than I wanted to spend on a lot of little games, but I was like, so then I put all the other little games back and I just came out with those two, like, I guess kind of scores, you know? Because I got that awesome PS3 box set, and then I had the Dragon's Lair, which just made my day. That blew me away. It's such an incredible find. I didn't even know they had it for the Wii. And I was like, oh, my God. So then my wallet was not empty, but it was as empty as I was going to make it. And those were my scores for the week up in Wisconsin. Came back, brought it all back to Florida, and now I have a whole new pile of games to just go crazy with. And I couldn't be happier. Happier than a pig in, let's say, slop. You know, I know what I want to say. All right, a pig in broke. That's what I should say. No money. No, enough of my talking. Here's music for your ears.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yes, nice. That was Lolita number 18 off of the best of Lolita number 18. I don't know. It's written in Japanese, so I'm going to say track 3, track 12, and track 20. So if you're keeping track at home, maybe you can look that up and you'll know what it says, because I sure as heck don't. So that was a fun trip. Great time. You know, we had a lot of fun freezing our butts off and being a little bit goofy in the snow, because, you know, us Floridians got to, when we see that kind of stuff, we're like, wow, isn't it great? I want to make sure you check out some of my other stuff. I have a B-movie review show called radio there. It's called Slow Robot A Go-Go. So check out slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com and make sure you listen to my show, my other show here on Radio St. Pete called The Indie Circuit. I'm going to play us out of here with some music instead of me talking. I think everyone will be a little bit happier with that. Here's some Lulu's Marble. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening, everyone.
I'm a lowland of honey.
Diamond ring.
And if that diamond ring don't shine.